With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Firefighters worked this morning to strengthen containment lines around a brush fire in the Santa Ana River bottom on the east end of Norco that has burned 175 acres and was 50% contained. More than 200 personnel, comprising engine crews and truck companies from the county and city of Riverside, as well as the Orange County Fire Authority, Corona Fire Department, and CAL FIRE inmate hand crews, were on the fire lines. Three water-dropping helicopters, including one each from the Los Angeles County Fire Department and OCFA, were making runs on the blaze, using a Harupa Valley golf course pond to water up. Riverside County Fire Department Captain Fernando Herrera said there were two minor smoke inhalation injuries involving civilians and five properties sustained fire damage. There was no immediate word on what triggered the fire. The river bottom is dotted with homeless encampments, and warming fires lit by the inhabitants are notorious for turning into infernos during high winds. Proposition 13, California's $15 billion school repairs bond, was still trailing by double digits one day after the election. But as Cap Radio's Chris Nichols reports, both supporters and opponents expect the results will tighten as more votes are counted.
As of Wednesday afternoon, Prop 13 was still behind with 56% voting against it. It would pay for upgrades at K-12 schools, colleges, and universities, and it's not connected to the historic property tax measure of the same name. Opponents said they were guardedly optimistic that the numbers would hold, but they also said the early results could be misleading. That's because most early votes come from Californians who are Republican, older, and fiscally conservative. Supporters believe as many as 5 million more votes are left to count, and that most are from Democrats, who are more likely to favor the measure. There's still a chance, they say, to flip the results in favor of the bond. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is projected to finish second in California's primary behind Bernie Sanders, but won big in other Super Tuesday states. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports on the former vice president's surge.
After finishing fourth in the Iowa caucuses and fifth in the New Hampshire primary, Biden's campaign appeared to be against the ropes. But that changed in recent days. He won a decisive victory in South Carolina. Then he earned endorsements from former candidates Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. Sal DeJesus, a Biden supporter in Sacramento, believes that buoyed his campaign.
It did help some. I mean, it helped that they got out of the race and then they backed him. So I'm hoping that momentum keep on going.
Early results in California show Sanders with 34% of votes, compared to 25% for Biden. There are still millions of ballots to be counted, which means Sanders' lead could narrow. Scott Rodd, Cap Radio News.
21 million masks are being released to Californians to slow the spread of COVID-19, the coronavirus disease. Masks are primarily recommended for healthcare workers at risk of contracting the illness. But a nurses' union says protective supplies haven't been widely available, as Cap Radio's Sammy Keola explains.
The California Nurses Association says the state made the right move by releasing an emergency stockpile of N95 respirator masks. Last week, the union put out early results from a survey of 1,000 nurses. Only 27% felt their employers have enough safety equipment to protect staff from COVID-19 spread.
At least three workers at the Vacaville Hospital, where the COVID-19 case of unknown origin presented last month, now have the illness. That patient then went to UC Davis Medical Center. The nurses' union says 124 workers from that facility are on self-quarantine. The medical center says those numbers are inaccurate. They also say the hospital has more than enough protective equipment for staff. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.